The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm so happy to have Jeff and Jeannie Ketchum join me today. Jeff and Jeannie are clients of mine. We've sold their home in Bethesda, Maryland, and had a wonderful experience in the sale. But they've recently gone house hunting in Pennsylvania. And we'll chat a little bit about how staging worked for them and getting their home ready, and then how staging didn't work for a house that they saw there. Jeff and Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. It's so good to have you guys in. Thanks for honoring me to come in this early and share your experience. Tell us, you know, when we first met, you had gone through talking with several different brokers, and I don't know how or why you chose me, but, you know, you ultimately did, and I appreciate that.
We have too many friends who are real estate brokers, and yeah, we wanted to avoid them all.
Well,
so we went to your seminar and enjoyed your information and took it from there.
Well, thanks again for the opportunity. So Vivian, my stager, came in to see you guys after we formalized our relationship. And what were some of the things that she told you?
There was way too much information from her. So we were able to glean a bunch of it and take a lot of her advice. The instruction on how to properly fold towels over the bar, that was a little too much.
It was a little too much. Okay. All right.
But as to what to get rid of, mm-hmm, what to send to storage, mm-hmm, and getting rid of items that might distract the buyers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Jeannie, was that hard for you to go through taking stuff out of the house and organizing?
She was very kind in her comments.
Okay.
And I already knew we had way too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right on. And I agreed with her on almost everything.
Really. What I like about Vivian, thank you, is that she will give you a prescription. She'll tell,
yes,
you, here's what you can do. And it's never dictatorial, but it's definitely firm, because she knows that you'll actually get a better result and response from selling the property by doing that decluttering. You create that feeling of more than enough space in the house.
And she's a professional, so if you're, mm-hmm, going to go to the trouble to have someone come and look at your house, you may as well take their advice.
Right.
And I think she was invaluable.
And I provide her service as a part of my sales service. So when someone hires me, then I bring my stager in to give them that counsel so they know what to do. Not that they necessarily do it all, Jeff, like you said. I did notice the towels.
You can't.
Right.
Do it all.
But you did so much. You accomplished so much. And it created an environment for the photos that when the photos were taken, we have a great professional photography team that took the photos. They came out fantastic. And we had, I think in 6 days, we had something close to 90 groups through the house. I want to say that we had maybe more than that even.
We had 30 individual showings,
uh-huh,
plus the open house.
And we had some 60 groups
70,
through.
70
groups
70.
Through. Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So we're up near 100.
Right. And that's in 6 days. And we held off presenting offers until the following Tuesday. We went on the market on a Thursday. And we ended up with, how many offers did we have?
Five
offers.
Above asking with escalation, mm-hmm, clauses.
With escalation clauses. Now, an escalation clause, for those listening who don't know what that is think of an escalator that goes up a step at a time. So if somebody wanted to win your house, they would escalate against another offer if they were forced to. So if somebody offered, say, $500,000 on a house, they would escalate by $1,000 higher than the next best offer, up to their cap of $510,000. The other offer might go to $508,000. Therefore, it went to 508. It pushed the one that would go to 510 to 509, $1,000 higher. In your case, where did we start and where did we end up?
You mean dollars?
Dollars, yeah.
Yeah, well, the house was on the market for 800.
Yes.
The five offers, the highest escalation clause would have taken us to 900.
Yes.
But as you know, you back off the highest one, you go to the one just below it.
Right.
And see where it has to go in relation to the highest.
Right.
But to have covered our entire commission plus a little extra spending money was wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. But you didn't give me any extra. So, you know, just remember that at settlement.
Okay. Large pats on the back.
So we did great. You know, we ended up actually getting more than 5% above the asking price with multiple offers, and could have done even better if we'd had somebody who was willing to fight with that 900 all the way up. Mm. But the fact of the matter is that you did the hard work. You created the opportunity so the house would show its best by following the prescription that you got from Vivian. Now, you've been looking at houses, and you invited me to take a look at a house that you have been through, which was filled with animals. Explain.
Well, this was a wonderful house built in the 40s, and it looked like just the perfect thing for us, and the price was right, so we went.
The outside, you mean?
Outside.
Yes.
And the interior shots, too, from the web.
Okay.
And we walked in the front door, and we were fed to the basement by the stairs, so we went down to the basement. And we were greeted by an alligator walking across the floor.
Not a live one.
No, no.
No, no. Stuffed one.
Stuffed
yes.
one. Yeah. And a large bison head next to the fireplace. A couple of elephant tusks, several birds, and I think probably a frog. And we go, wow, this is amazing. And we thought, you know, that he kept his stuff in the basement.
Right.
So after seeing that, we drifted upstairs to the living room to find a black bear in a wooded environment with trees and leaves. And next to him sat Santa Claus in a chair. The man killed Santa Claus and stuffed him. And we go, wow, this is cool, but, you know, let's get to looking at the house.
Right.
We tried.
You tried, huh?
We went upstairs.
Yeah.
And the first bedroom had, I would estimate, 40 animal heads on the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
These
40.
These are animals you only see in crossword puzzles. There was a gnu.
Is that really?
Yeah, it was
a gnu. GNU?
There was an eland.
Huh. Huh.
Mom and dad, warthogs.
Oh, right.
And just fine leopards, lions.
Full-stuffed lion.
You just can't look at the house.
Right.
When those things are
You can't see the house for all the stuff that's there. And in this case, this is just an exaggeration of oftentimes what happens when someone doesn't declutter, where you get a sense that it's cluttered. I mean, you don't see animal heads like that every day. In fact, it was really like something you would see in a night at the museum.
Absolutely.
Right?
And better than that.
I mean,
these were beautifully taxidermied, if that's the right term.
I think that is.
And the animals were gorgeous. I didn't know what many of them were. And I imagine that a large variety of people would be really turned off by
I would think so. And so it's what you have in the house, it's how you stage it that often makes the difference. And a staged home will sell typically for 11% more than a house that's not been staged, and in 17 days less time. So it's important to consider. And I'm not talking HGTV. We didn't bring stuff in, right?
No.
We just used what you had, told you what to take out, situated chairs so they opened up in different ways within rooms, so it made things more welcoming as you walked into a space. So that was excellent. Any other circumstances with the sale that you want to chat about?
You just mentioned that you didn't believe in open houses. Mm-hmm. And the conditions after 2 days appeared just perfect for an open house.
Well, we came on the market the 16th of February, and there was nothing else on the market, and so I did. And I normally don't recommend open houses because they typically don't sell the house. And in this case, it didn't sell because of the open. What we did do was facilitate a tremendous amount of traffic in a very short window and have it manned well.
And a boost in offering prices.
And a boost in offering prices. So we ended up getting more because of it. So, Jeff and Jeannie, I wish you well with your house hunting. Have you all found
a
house?
We found a house, yeah.
Good for you.
We're moving the 14th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow. Well,
And thank you.
Thank you, too.
And your guys for a great job you did.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks, Jeff. Well, you've heard it here, folks. Don't keep the animals on the walls. All right. That and more to come. Stuart coming up right after this.